it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and once again, we're joined here with Joe and Angel McGee. Thank you guys for joining us from sunny Florida once again.
Yes, you know, Joe's tan is way better than mine. I got to get outside more.
Yeah, you do.
And yeah, because I'm looking. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm looking like a visitor. I'm a tourist.
I'm a Floridian, boys. Joe, I got the tan to prove it.
You're not only just there in Florida, you've been traveling all around, and I encourage people, go to joemcgee.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll have a schedule up of all the different places that Joe is at, and if you're in the area whenever he's there, you need to go check him out in person. I promise it'll be a great experience.
It will be a great experience.
Yes, it's all always encouraging. And so you never know what you're going to get. Joe's gonna do whatever God wants him to do that day. Ooh. So it may be different than what you thought, and it's probably going to be even better than what you thought as well.
Yep.
So, and we've got some questions for both of you guys, and we're going to dive into some marriage questions today. And the first one is, how did you deal with arguments with so many kids around you and your wife? And it says, I know we are seriously supposed to go. Are we seriously supposed to go into a quiet closet and never argue in front of them? I know people say they never argue in front of their kids, but let's be real. That doesn't always happen.
Well, we were flat out honest. Now, we had three house rules. We had from the very beginning, first kid, no talking back to mom or dad, no telling a lie, no fighting with your brothers and sisters. Outside that is pretty much open. I tried to have the kids settle their own arguments. I'm not going to get in the middle of you every time. I'm not going to be their referee. Settle your own thing. You know, dad, they got my toy. Well, then you not want to share it? No. Okay, well, be selfish. Don't share. You know, just keep it short to the point. When dad, they want to wear my dress. Well, that's up to you. It's your dress. You want to let them wear it? Okay. You know, and they do that maybe sometime. And so you're trying to make them make decisions on their own. You're trying to help them become an adult, not have to watch them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, yeah, some basic rules. So one of the things was my wife and I disagreed about something. We didn't run off to the back room. How are they going to know how we settled it? And so we had a disagreement. We didn't yell much. Yeah. That's what we get up every now and then. But they need to see this is what real marriage is. This is not some Disney World fantasy land. These are two people from different families with different IQs, different GPAs becoming one. Two opposites coming together. That was God's idea. So need to see how that settles. So, well, I don't see that. Well, I don't see that. Well, I think this. Well, I think this. Well, then they just come to an agreement. Somehow you got to give and take a little bit every time. You don't win every time, you know, as you think winning is. Like, and I'm glad I lost a lot of time. Yeah, I didn't have the right idea. I thought I did, but my wife had a much better idea. And Angel's proved that several times. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we weren't married when our kids were little. Yeah. So, see, I wasn't like Joe in the sense I would like my kids. I can remember my daughter had a really hard time with sharing was a thing. She did not like to share. So one day I said to her, if you don't, the next time I catch you not sharing, you're going to lose that toy forever. She's like, forever? It's never coming back. I go, no, never. It's never coming back.
Whoa.
We lost three toys forever.
Whoa.
And after that, if you say, are you sharing? She just whoop, hand it over. So I handle things a little differently. Plus, I am not a yeller.
That's what never gets up.
I tend to get quiet.
That's a dangerous sign.
Yes. So
if she gets quiet, not good. Not good.
Yeah, and I don't. I try not to just be quick with letting it out. Sometimes that doesn't work though, because you know, I just stew and it builds, look, here's the thing is we all have emotions. They're all normal and we don't like to talk about them as in the church world.
God has emotions. God gave emotions.
Yeah. So, it's okay to let your children see the different emotions, but it's how you, what you do with that. Yeah. I mean, I think you need to be honest with it. Hey, I lost my temper there. I was wrong.
Yeah.
When I said it, I wasn't.
Yes.
The heart of it wasn't bad, but the way I let it go out was wrong. And here's what I'm going to do in the future. Da, 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 da. Yeah. So, I mean, you're setting an example, and the example is not perfect. We can't set a perfect example. We're setting an example of what life is.
Yeah.
And life is that, hey, it's flawed. You know,
there are no perfect parents. They don't exist. They don't exist.
No. So, it's just showing your kids the truth. I am flawed. I am human, but I'm asking God to move through me and teach me things.
I'm chasing
and as
God.
I learn, I'll teach you. Right. And as it goes down the line, you know, I mean, I kid around and I say, you know, to my kids, I'm sorry. I know I should have started a counseling fund when I had you. So all the stuff I did wrong, I would have taken care of that now, but,
I'll do that after you leave home. I'll take care of that after you leave home.
Yeah. But you know what? In the end, it turns out,
God knew the parents those kids needed.
Yeah. And
God knew
you're not the perfect parent, nope. And they're not the perfect child.
No.
So you're going to make mistakes.
But you're a perfect match.
And so I think the reality is, are you going to argue in front of them? Probably. Mm-hmm. Are you going to make mistakes? Yes, lots.
Yeah.
But it's being honest about them, repenting and making it right and letting them see. That's the example that you want them to see. Not the, hey, I'm blown.
Out-yelled, out-hit, out whatever. No, that's not going to win anything. You're not going to make any friends. You're not going to do well at school. You're going to get kicked off every team you ever get on. Nobody likes you because you're not fun to be with. You got to learn how to get along. You got to be a problem solver, not a problem maker. So,
and you don't want your child to be anxious every time you come around because you've shown your temper all the time. Oh. You know, you know, truthfully, when I was young, before my mother got saved, she had a hot temper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you ask people what I was like as a little child, I know this will probably surprise you, but I was quiet and withdrawn because I didn't want to make any trouble. So I was always just reading.
I didn't know her
by myself. I've overcome that, obviously. But you know, you don't want your kid cowering and being afraid of you, but you want to give them life skills, and life skills are, hey, we didn't handle that so good. Yeah. But let me tell you what we're going to do in the future. So
look, if baseball season just ended, but if you bat 333, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You bat 333, you're in the Hall of Fame, which means you struck out two-thirds of the time. Two-thirds of the time. Nope, I didn't hit anything. I went back to the bench. So, but if you just hit one out of three, you're going to the Hall of Fame. Now, that's a pretty good number. Yes. I know. I'll have to be right a third of the time. I'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yes.
Woo.
And your answers were amazing. And it kind of leads us to the next question. And it says, my spouse constantly speaks their mind, but I usually keep stuff to myself because I know if I bring it up, we're just going to fight. And so I know I'm bearing stuff that's eventually going to come out, but I usually just want to keep the peace. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I think there's some things that are not worth peace. And that's a weird statement when I say that. And here's what I mean. Joe's like, uh-oh. So my first marriage, my husband came from a broken home. He had been raised in boarding schools. He had no concept of what the family unit was like. Yeah. So I would say to him, okay, I don't think some things are worth peace, and there will not be peace here until we get these priorities right. We have to get these right. We have to set a precedent that it's God, us, our children, you know, and not the job is not ahead of that, all of that. Not the ministry is not ahead of all of that. So in stuff like that, I think, I don't think this is going to win any big awards, and I'll probably get some criticisms for saying that, but I just don't think sometimes it is. It's not good to constantly be at the expense of it, because that's not peace. That's not peace. That's just, you're just gritting your teeth and grinding through it, because peace is when like in my home, it is very important for me that I have a home filled with peace. We're not going to yell and scream, and we're not going to have a lot of anxiety.
But we're going to tell the truth.
We're going to tell the truth, and we're going to work through it. And we're going to both say, hey, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. And we'll get through it. It may be bumpy for a little bit, but peace is, does that's not real peace if you're gritting
you
your
teeth. You can't go through life trying to be out nicing people. You know, Einstein, we're newlyweds. We've been 3.5 years, and she'll cook some of them, and she'll say, do you like that? I said, no.
One time I tried salmon, and this is a bad sign because I've never cooked fish. I'm not good at it. Not good at it. So I cooked salmon, which I don't even like salmon. And he said, could you bring me some ketchup? That was bad.
That was a sign. That was a sign.
We got to catch this fish up. Whoa.
So now, thankfully, we live in Florida, and we can go out for seafood anytime.
Yes, again. But the point of that is, you got to love each other enough to tell you the truth. They'll smile when you say it. Don't grit your teeth or yell or use a bad tone. Honey, like this? No, not really. I can like not do this again. And just tell the truth. And truth sets you free. That's what God's looking for. He's looking for somebody to tell the truth, you know?
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's healthy to long term always be walking on eggshells. You've got to be able to speak your mind.
That's
going to
blow up eventually.
And even just burying your feelings all the time, you know, whether you know it or not, when you become quiet and you recluse, you're in a subconscious way punishing your spouse by pulling away from them and withdrawing. It's better for you to open and to share.
I dealt with two divorces, Christian couples, both went through a divorce. When they finally hit the final thing, they came in for counseling and she's real quiet. And he's just saying, I didn't know she was upset. I didn't know she didn't like it. Why? Because she's been so quiet, so reserved. She didn't share. She didn't tell the truth. And now she's got her another boyfriend on the side. She is snapped. And so nobody's designed to handle that forever. You're supposed to, you know, even God, roll your cares over to God for God cares for you. You can't carry those cares around. It'll mess you up. You got to get rid of that stuff. Well, it's same thing in relationships. I got to tell you the truth. Do you like this? No. You know, yeah. I'll do it if you want it, but no, I don't like it. I'm going to lie to you. I'll love to do it if you'd love to do it. I'll go there if you want to go there. I'll eat there if you want to eat there. I'm probably going to order some chicken wings, but hey, it's going to be great, you know? Yeah.
And I think a passive resistor, which is that personality, which is to me my hardest personality type. I would rather you yell at me, to be honest with you, and tell me the truth than
don't
me
make
having
me
to guess. I'm trying to define it. So that's not fair. It's not fair. No. And it is true that stuffing it, you may have temporal moments of what you think is peace, but that personality is always at some point going to snap.
The fuse is lit.
And snap, and then they're gonna.
What did I do wrong?
Then that's not fair. That's not fighting fair, and it's not being honest.
Well, you'll snap at something that wasn't an issue. It's been building, and what finally you snap is like, well, that wasn't an issue. It's been building. So you thought, is that? I don't know. It's not that. It's this whole long string of things we've not dealt with. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I think part of life is learning how to deal with conflict. And that's why
that
I think if you can, you know, even when it comes to your kids and whenever you have conflict in the home, like Angel was saying, be honest with them about it. They need to learn how to resolve conflict as well. And whenever something doesn't happen the way they wanted it or the way they planned, how do I handle it? And, you know, Joe, that's why I'm thankful for even one of your series that you have called How to Resolve Conflict. That's a great series. It's almost like you knew some people were going to have to deal with some conflict in the home, right? Yep. And that's one of the reasons you made that series. So we have it on CD. It's a digital download. You can get it at joemcgeestore.com.
And it's loaded with scripture. God dealt with this for centuries.
Yes. And so, guys, we just want to thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And again, a special thank you to all of our partners who are giving faithfully, who are donating each month, helping us reach thousands and thousands of people with each episode.
Could not
episode.
Do it without you, guys. Could not
we
do this without
you. Very much.
Thank you.
Yes. And so, guys, thank you again for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you next week.
God bless.
Thank you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.